Hi, my name is Patrick, and I have an accent, just like everyone else in the world. Okay, so all accents aren't equal, unfortunately. People discriminate. Accents seem to do that. They bring out the worst in people. I'm lucky. Generally speaking, people like my accent. Americans do, most of them. I'm okay with their accents, too. But there is one really annoying thing about, quote, having an accent. And here, it really doesn't matter if it's an accent that people approve or disapprove of. It sets you apart. The moment someone tells you that they love your accent, they're also telling you, you didn't grow up around here. You're from somewhere else. And just think, if they didn't love your accent, they're telling you that you're not from around here, and they're noting disapproval of your accent. Accents can be cruel. There are not so bad things about accents, too. They change over time. And better than that, people's attitude toward them changes. And another thing, accents on stage and on screen are sometimes differently perceived than in real life. Sara Loscos knows this. She's from Spain. 3 years ago, she moved to New York, where, among other things, she reports for a news service called Feet in Two Worlds. Here she is.
I'm a journalist, but I'm also an actress. And as you can hear, I have an accent. On my first day of acting school in Manhattan, as soon as I opened my mouth to say good morning, a nice academic advisor enrolled me in an accent reduction course. And there, I met a lot of foreign actors like me.
The moment you walk in the audition room, you see the faces when you have an accent. You see how they look at you.
One of the first friends I met was Nanda Abella. She is from Argentina. She eventually hired a private teacher to help her with her accent.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah, don't. It's very short.
Don't.
We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Every other week, she pays $90 for 45 minutes with an accent coach who helps her sound more American.
This is for you.
This is for you.
For. Like fur coat?
Yeah.
Same
fur.
This is for you.
This is for you.
One thing is clear to Nanda. The combination of being a Latina and having an accent limits the kinds of roles she gets.
I did a maid one time. Then I did another one who was kind of a maid assistant. And then I was also a dance professor by like Latin rhythms. And this Latina working in a tattoo parlor. All of them, it was like a Latina doing something. And I don't mind being a Latina doing something. I mind when it's like a Latina in positions that denote some prejudice against the Latina population. That's what I don't like, you know. I want to be the Latina lawyer, you know, the Latina professional. I don't want to be, you know, the Latina maid all the time. It's not that I have something against maids. It's just that I feel that that's prejudiced. Mm-hmm. Because you're a Latina, you can't be a successful businesswoman? Oh, come on.
And for Latinas who don't look Latina, it can be even harder.
I remember this Mexican girl. She looked like a German girl. She was like super white, super like German. And the poor thing, she wouldn't get anything because she couldn't go to Caucasian for Caucasian roles because she had an accent and it was a Spanish accent, but she could not go for Latina.
But things are starting to change. Big stars like Sofia Vergara and Penelope Cruz are slowly training the ears of mainstream American audiences to accept thick accents, like mine.
There is a chest with jewels, jewels with the power to rule the wind and tide.
You're making that up.
Wait. I am with child. Yours.
The fact that Penelope Cruz can do, like, super productions and can be leading role, yeah, that shows you that people are more open to hear that those accents. I don't know, things are opening more and more.
Ruya Koman sees it that way, too. She's an actress from Turkey, but last year she got a role as a Latina in a play in New York. The director saw her headshot and assumed she was Colombian or Venezuelan, so she had to learn to speak with a Spanish accent.
And then I was listening to, like, Sofia Vergara for, like, days.
I know that I have an accent, but people understand me just fine.
And I tried to imitate. So, but in the end, like, there wasn't really enough time to do it, so I apparently sounded very Russian.
Rui is still working on it.
I really see a lot of casting notices where they need, you know, Hispanic actresses. So I think it's, like, a huge market of things you can do.
It's not just a growing market for actors. There's also more opportunities for Spanish-speaking reporters. That's good news for me. But once again, the accent comes into play. I have a Castilian accent, so even my Spanish sounds different from the Spanish we usually hear in the US. I guess I'll always have an accent, no matter what language I speak. For The World, I'm Sara Loscos in New York.
And I mentioned that Sara reports for Feet in Two Worlds. Feet in Two Worlds is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School and is an occasional partner of The World, the big show. We have photos of Sara hard at work, accent work, also of actress Nanda Abeya, and video of a scene from an upcoming movie she's in with her accent very much on show. All that's at theworld.org/language. You can get to the same place via the World in Words Facebook page. And if it talks, especially with an accent, I tweet it. My Twitter handle is Patrick Ox. That's PatriCox. I'll be back soon.